First order of business is approval.
I make a motion to approve tonight's agenda.
Second that.
Motion is second. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Next item is to approve the minutes of August 5th, regular meeting.
And I'll make that motion to approve the minutes of August 5th.
So a motion is second. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Next item is citizens' concern. Deb?
Yeah, I was just wondering what the progress is on the culvert.
So can you tell me where we're at with that? We're still in the engineering phase, right, Nate?
I think he's got the design pretty well. Permitting's gonna be an issue, because October 1st is coming right up, so.
Okay.
Yeah, the fish. But I mean, so it won't get done this year?
I'm guessing not, but.
Better not rain.
Yeah. It looks like, I think if we do have the design on it, don't we, so crossroad.
Because, before it was gonna be two culverts or something, and that was, I don't know, disapproved by something.
Yeah, it's.
So now is it gonna be a box culvert or what?
It's gonna be a 95 by 67 inch squash pipe.
Squash pipe? I was wondering why they didn't wash it.
Yeah, that's basically what they do with them, so.
Okay. I just wondered because,
It'll be that with concrete head walls on your side.
Okay. So probably won't be built until next year.
It's not sounding like it, because the Army Corps permits are pending after October 1st, so I don't think it's gonna fly.
There's hardly any water in, so the fish can't even use it.
Mm.
Oh, okay, thank you.
So it'll probably be July 1st, I think, is the starting dates for next year.
Okay. Anyone else?
Oh, I have another issue.
Okay.
Well, relative to the person who's lawn was down on the parts by the ball field,
okay.
I understood somebody else already came in. I talked to the sheriff, but they were like, somebody's going to put up signs and say, I'm parking or something. Because it goes on the ball field.
You're going to speak up to that, like, how do they?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. The person who is homeless living in his car.
Yeah, at the last meeting we approved no overnight parking time.
For the parking lot and the ball field?
We don't own the ball field.
Oh, because the school
the
said.
The ball field is leased in the school, right?
It is.
Okay. But we don't own the ball field.
Okay. But at least in the parking lot you're
going to. Correct. But the school can also close the game.
No, I don't get it. They've got kids.
So that's the school issue.
Right, okay, I just
didn't
know. So,
yeah.
You think that they want
to make it safe? Yeah, nope, I completely get it.
Okay.
All right?
Thank you.
Okay.
I'm
keeping up. Oh, okay, I know who you are now, okay. All right, Deb 1 and Deb 2. Okay, good. All right. All right, next item is town clerk.
Okay, dog licenses. We've licensed 293 dogs so far. Susan has sent out the third delinquent dog letter. We have 9 dogs left on our list, but that's not counting the unregistered kennel on Oregon Road. She called but never left a message, so I don't know what she's up to. All funeral companies sent Julio Nevins from New York City for 2 days on August 7th and 8th to scan the documents and take pictures of the town cemetery and Overlook Cemetery. Luckily, Audra was there on the 8th, so she was able to help him because it was a challenge.
What was his mission?
He scanned all the deeds and all the documents that had anything to do with the cemetery. And then he went to the cemetery and took pictures of all the headstones.
This is the mapping we approved a couple months ago.
Yes, I have received a request for an abatement hearing concerning a mobile home which was taxed but has been removed. So I'd like to set up a board of abatement meeting prior to maybe our Tuesday, October 7th meeting. than 15 minutes, if that. So that's up to the board. But and I nominated our town report to the Vermont League of Cities and Towns for their contest that they're having. Those people happen with that. I'll be attending the town clerk conference in a couple of weeks. Paula will be able to keep the office open while I'm away. Susan has started taking our computers, thankfully, to Josh, our computer guy, to upgrade from Windows 10. That will no longer be supported, so we're upgrading to Windows 11. So I'm very thankful she's able to do that.
You've got a copy, another copy of your report?
Yep, that's fine. That's it, unless you have questions for me.
You have an agenda order? Yes. Yeah. Yeah, it should say treasurer, not treasurer.
Yes. I know, I'm sorry. My fault.
And not taking on a treasurer order.
She's a treasurer. You're all set?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes. Yeah, thank you. Sorry.
Okay.
Okay. So,
my monthly, I know the warrants were emailed last week, August. Warrants are on the table if anyone would like to review them. The Roger Collins estate that I had asked about filing as administrator, the family can sign off and then the court would appoint me. So I contacted the family member that I know. It's been 3 weeks and I've heard nothing. So I will contact the court, meaning they'll have to have a hearing. So that's where that stands. Tax bills were mailed on August 15th. Taxes are due Friday, November 7th. We have received several payments. Money is rolling in, which I'm thankful for, but I also am receiving a lot more complaints this year than before because of the large increase. A single audit for fiscal year 2025 is going to be required. So if you spend more than $750,000 in federal funds, you are required to have an audit. It is not a full financial audit, it is just an audit of those federal funds. So that consists of the hazard mitigation grant, which was $11,835. The ARPA funds we spent was $190,671. And the funds with the flood from FEMA is 685 plus. So we're 888,000. So I'd like to know how you want to proceed with that. It's going to be mostly the records that Susan has, because the hazard mitigation and the flood are all in her records. So she's going to have to work very closely with an auditor.
So the hazard, I just got a quick question, Audra. I think the hazard mitigation, God, wasn't that only like 8,000 something?
But you see, you're still 888,000.
What is the cutoff? It's the 750,000?
Yes. So when we had the Irene flood, we put it out to bid. I think we received two audit firms who bid on it. One of them is still in business. I don't know about the other one. So we could do that. Or you could go to some audit firms and ask for a bid or hire somebody. I think it's going to be hard to find somebody because all the towns around us are going to be in the same boat. They're going to have to be doing the same thing. Is that something that you want me to do? Is that something you want Susan to do? Is it something you want us to do it together?
As a single person, I would say yes, but I can ask the board. I would agree with you, yes. So, what are we talking? $5,000?
Ooh, 20, 25, and that's a guess. It was, I think, 20,000 in 2011.
Well, we discussed this some time ago. And
yeah, last year
we put 10,000 in reserve fund, and think that this was a probability. So we have 10,000 in this year's budget for that.
right?
More.
Well, we're going to start budget pretty soon. We could do another 10 or 15.
So I would entertain a motion to an auditor.
So moved.
But you have to make a motion.
I will make a motion for Audra to pursue an auditor for...
Second. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 And does that mean you want me to just put some feelers out and see and bring that information back to you at the next board meeting? That sound reasonable? Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Awesome.
And then lastly, I just wanted to let you know that we received another payment from FEMA. So far, we've received $304,081.22. So, half, maybe?
Say what?
Yeah, I just signed off. Actually, I just signed off on the Gristmill Pit one this morning. So that should be a mistake. That one was for 304.
Wow.
Just for Gristmill Pit.
Yep.
And then we're still waiting on the Long Hill one to go through.
And we should be getting some kind of state reimbursement on top of that, I think.
Well, if our state person ever figures it out.
So that's it for me.
Thank you very much. See how they were great?
Yes, they were.
No pressure.
I don't try to. The only thing I really have is the Ralston Corner culvert. FEMA is asking for engineering study to be done, so we've got a quote. I don't know if you guys all have it.
Yeah, they do.
I don't know my list. So Dane had called me and asked me if I thought we should do this, and I said, as a single member of the board, I think we need to pursue this. That would be great. But I'm going to get a consensus at this meeting. So I would entertain a motion to pursue the engineering for the law of the Warren Bowl. I would make a motion that Jane proceed to the culvert across the Pond Road.
Second.
The location being in the middle of the track. I have a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. In the meantime, do we need to do anything more?
I think our temporary fix is enough to hold everything together.
Yeah. My concern is not the fix, my concern is that half one.
Guardrails?
Guardrails. Would it be appropriate in the meantime to put some barriers, or barriers up there? Someday, somebody's going to come in.
Yeah. We have wooden guardrail posts that would help us lighten up in the snow anyways.
I think that would be appropriate.
So we have time to get them up.
You can cruise it in before frost. You know how bad that traffic.
Yeah.
You can travel it every day after hours.
But all I can, I don't know if that needs a signature from the board.
It does. It's like the quote, you're approving the $18,000 just for engineering. So I'll have the board sign it after.
All right, the next item is the fire department. It looks like the chief has said good evening to all the board members. Update for the matter we discussed last month. There isn't much of an update. I contacted our attorney to describe our situation and asked that the members send all instances of information going on. The theory is to possibly pursue a stalking order, I believe, but I haven't gotten much of an update from the attorney after sending what he requested. If there's any more updates, I'll pass them on.
Nothing,
I think we're just in a holding pattern.
next item is the zoning administrator.
Just six new zoning permits since our last meeting. Yeah, we have six new zoning permits and certificate of compliance permits that have been issued and approved over the last month. I've listed out just today E911 addresses that are complete, and I've got several more in the works. There's also a map book review for 2025 that the E911 Enhanced Board contact Nancy Riley has sent out, just wanting to make sure that I get all updates to her by November 1st so they can update our maps for the town. I do have several violation reports that are new that are under review at this time. And then for the Planning and Zoning Board, the permit for the pond that was going to upgrade on a side of the mountain that has an open hearing. The permit applicant has signed and sent in a formal withdrawal request of their permit. So that will be under review in the next board meeting for actions for closing the hearing zoning administrator actions for giving notification to the abutters and interested parties. And then we will also have an NVDA representative at that next board meeting giving a 45-minute presentation on Act 181 and future land use. That's it for zoning.
Okay. Yes. Certificate of compliance. Certificate of compliance.
So they had us replace the certificate of occupancy with just the certificate of compliance once there was just evidence that the project was completed as permitted. So once I get that, then I just issue one of those. That means it's completed.
The place two of those that you listed, one has been sold, the other one has not been sold.
One of them, I think, came in because they were selling the property and it was a certificate that had never been issued. So I had them provide proof that the project was completed as permitted and that was issued so that way they could complete their sale.
$900 to cut all the brush back and the hallway brush that he's cut, which is under the $1,000 that you all approved.
Okay.
All funeral services, an update from them. They have come up and the aerial pictures have been done. All of the pictures of the headstones have been done, and all of the documentation has been scanned and sent on to them. They are now in the process of putting it all together. I approved a or preliminary approval of the website, which is, it's basically, it was either black and white or color. It's no extra cost or anything, so what they sent me was the two samples, and I approved the color one, which is it's more eye appealing.
Yeah. I'm glad they could have done that one later in the fall. But.
Yes. But I mean, the pictures that they have are really nice. The background, it's all of the. I took the pictures. But it was a beautiful summer day, and blue sky, a couple of clouds in there, and it was really pretty. So and that's going to come along. And I think, I suspect that the project is going to start moving along pretty quick now. Things are going to be happening. So I will update you on a monthly basis. I expect it to be up and running probably by November, December at the latest.
Great.
Yeah. And what I have done is I have printed off an overview of the progress, and I just want to put it into the record where they're at and what you all can be looking for as they move along. One is the data information collected, and the other one is the process of the cemetery work that's being done. I am very pleased with how they're staying ahead of things, how they are communicating with me on a regular basis, and things are going along there real well. No complaints whatsoever.
Good.
I'm glad that you all approved this project. It's going to be a real asset for moving forward with the cemeteries and the people that are looking to stay on top of the headstones and stuff like that, burials. And I think that based on my conversations with them, it's going to eliminate a whole lot of the gaps that are currently there, and using 30, 40-year-old maps, and you know the information, we're going to be able to stay right up on top of it. So,
yep.
I have a request. As you all know, you approved my stipend throughout last year for 6 months, and I would like to do that again this winter, working with the Concord School kids. This year, I want to. I've been in touch with the VFW, and I have a buddy who is part of the Hemlock Society. They do the Civil War living reenactments. I would like to bring them into the school system and start working with the kids on identifying all of the headstones, making sure that we have accurate information that will go into the all funeral services work, so that both when we put in on the flags in Memorial Day, every headstone there is accurate. And also, I think it'll be a pretty good educational piece for the kids. The Hemlock Society will work with the kids on the Civil War era, and the VFW is more than happy to. If we have a name, a date of birth, and a date of death, they'll be able to help us make sure that a lot of the Vietnam era folks that have died and are buried here get the recognition that the idea came to me with talking with Audra. She said something about, but moving forward, we want to be asking these questions from the living relatives, if there were any military service that was, that goes into the documentation. But there are people who are buried there that I'm not sure about. So I would like to work this winter with the kids on doing that, but I need your approval. So that it would be $400 at 6 months, $2,400 again this winter. So and that's all I have.
Make a motion that we authorize. We don't need to $2,400.
Yeah. Second.
I have a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
The cemetery looks real good.
Yeah.
David did a great job.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so did Bill.
Yeah.
And I know that because my phone's not ringing.
And Bill, we still got to have a day.
Yes, we do. Yes.
Some nice fall day.
Yeah, I agree.
Movies and Fridays are out for me.
Okay.
Is there any other business? They need to go into executive session. No. Is there any need to?
I'll make a motion for adjournment.
Second. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Oh, get here. Deb, I'm sorry. You probably wanted to speak.
No, I don't need to speak.
Okay.